big strong bloke. We've done the digging, we're going to tip it out.
We first visited Plesno with Community Garden in February, when the task of constructing the garden had just begun. In July, we returned to find the garden transformed and heard how it had become a tool to combat antisocial behaviour.
Back in the day, lads, everyone split up, so now, with all this going on, it's like the community's starting to join together.
As the garden approaches its first birthday, the community is celebrating Christmas by planting bulbs with the help of the local brownie pack.
My name's Katie Malham. I'm one of the trustees of Plesno with Community Garden. I live only around the corner from the garden. So the brownies have today planted about 100 bulbs, I think, in about 21 pots. Brown Owl has invited the choir along and also sourced us an organist from one of the local churches near here. And at the moment, it's quite difficult to do something like that related to gardening. So singing carols seemed like a really good way of bringing that all together.
Planting daffodils in flower pots, so people came to help us.
It makes the land more prettier.
It's nice to like play and stuff, to get around and stuff, to be fair and stuff like that.
It makes it more attractive as well for visitors to come as well, so it can be welcoming for us as well as them.
If we didn't have that, it's probably going to be boring and stuff, so it's nice to have things to do.
My name's Sue Lent. I'm a councillor for Plasnewydd Ward. This particular ward, Plasnewydd, is very built up, you know, mostly terraced houses and that, so every bit of open space is very precious, so it's really nice to see it being used in this way for growing vegetables and flowers.
Have you noticed any difference in how local residents have interacted with that particular area?
Definitely. A lot of people walk through, but people don't often tend to sort of stop there, and I think some people had felt a bit intimidated by the area because there's often teenagers sort of hanging around there. But I think it has made the whole area nicer, and people stay and work in the garden or they come to have a look at it. So yeah, I think it's definitely had an effect on how people feel about that particular part of Plasnewydd, definitely.
My name's Martin Gower, and we're involved in the community gardens.
What's been the hardest challenge to overcome during the year?
Weather. Rain. Snorkel is quite helpful, you know. We were actually amazed how well it's well been looked after. We've had about 1% damage. The community police officer said that it was a high area of antisocial behaviour. In the centre of Cardiff, it hasn't been vandalised, and he was amazed.
Have you taken a particular approach to make that happen?
One of the approaches, when we were told ages ago, is if you plant a big tree, it'll get broken. You plant a little thing, and they'll see it grow, and they won't touch it. Respect is the thing, is the main word. That's a very good word, respect.